AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama visits a Bavarian village with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In his remarks today, before having a beer, sausage, and pretzels with Merkel and others, Obama talked about his goals for the coming G7 summit.
A global economy that creates jobs and opportunity, maintaining a strong and prosperous European Union, forging new trade partnerships across the Atlantic, standing up to Russian aggression in Ukraine, combating threats from violent extremism to climate change.
The two also met privately today ahead of the start of that summit. Two maximum security inmates somehow got their hands on power tools to cut their way out of a New York State prison. Anthony Iannucci is the acting state corrections commissioner.
There was a hole cut out of the back of the cell through which these inmates escaped. They went onto a catwalk, which is about six stories high.
Hundreds of local, state, and federal officers are searching for the two convicted murderers. They are concerned that the pair may be trying to cross into Canada, which is just 20 miles from that prison. It's shaping up to be another busy weather day for much of the Great Plains and Midwest. Rich Thompson, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center, says heavy thunderstorms with the chance of damaging winds could be in the offing.
Some of the areas that potentially could be impacted later would be Indianapolis and areas near and just south of Chicago, back over towards St. Louis, Kansas City, Topeka, and then eventually into the more rural areas of western Kansas, eastern Colorado.
Heavy rain from the thunderstorms will also bring the threat of flash flooding to parts of northern Illinois as well as northern Indiana and into southwest Michigan during the day. This is AP Radio News. The coalition led by Saudi Arabia has launched airstrikes on Yemen's military headquarters in the capital Sana'a, which is in the hands of rebels backed by Iran. AP's Merritt Kennedy is in the capital city.
The Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes before dawn, striking the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in the rebel-held capital. Security and hospital officials say the airstrikes killed at least 22 people, and most of them were soldiers.
Today's airstrikes come a day after the Houthi rebels fired a Scud missile into Saudi Arabia. The Saudis say it was shot down by a Patriot missile battery. Turks are voting in a crucial parliamentary election that could give the ruling party the chance to rewrite the Constitution and grant extraordinary powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Only party with a chance to stymie that plan? The main Kurdish party, HDP. If it gets 10% of the vote, it would have enough seats in parliament to block the power move. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.